Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, they changed that up a little bit. See, there's kind of a commercial there, sort of. Confuses me. So,
George and Dennis show.
There
good morning,
you go.
Everybody.
Happy
it's
Freedom
a beautiful
Friday.
Beautiful day in
we're statewide.
Montana.
And, you know, we're worldwide, really.
We are.
Because
there's gotten messages from
all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to be heard, send us a message on the Montana Talks app or give us a call, 406-294-0970.
We should have a contest when we're on. Somebody's, you know, tell us where you're listening from, and the farthest away wins something made of ivory.
Yeah. Well, we can, yeah.
You've got a couple of things we can, you know.
We'll send you some
I might
cookies.
Have to go finding some more raccoons
there
on the side of the
go.
Road.
Exactly.
You see me in my truck on the side of the road, I'm just checking out raccoons.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, so we've talked about a lot of stuff this morning.
Yep.
We talked a little bit about Pearl Harbor Day yesterday. We talked about the Senate hearing with mm-hmm. the presidents of University of Pennsylvania, Harvard. There was like three of them, and did not go well for them because none of them would commit.
Nobody
to
would
their
answer a question
on, you know, bullying or threats or
yep.
anything like that. They wanted to dance around that without being firm and committed to one thing.
Yeah, just certain things you can be for or against. Just tell us.
They have it all written down.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's already policy. There's a policy. What they didn't want to admit is we're not following our own policy.
Right.
That's what they didn't want to say. But in refusing to answer the question, they said it anyway. And the president of the University of Pennsylvania is under a lot of heat. One of their boards has already said we want her to resign. The other one, board of trustees or somebody met yesterday all day long. So, you know, I think people are getting tired of this. And, you know, if you stand for anything at all, and you should stand for it all the time,
right.
and you should not be afraid to say what it is.
But sometimes I think people don't even understand what they're standing up for.
Well, that's true.
I mean, I've seen interviews where people will be asked, what does it really mean, river to the sea?
Yeah.
What does it mean? You're out there screaming it. Do you understand what, I mean, we kind of met with last week's conversation. Have you read, you know, the platforms of the Republican Party or the Democrat Party? Do you really believe what you say? Do you buy the platform? Have
right.
you even read it? Same thing with this. Do you understand what you're saying you support?
Right. Well, unfortunately, if you're a college student, you don't have to know what you support. You just support the thing that most other people are supporting.
The biggest crowd is screaming the loudest.
Exactly.
And that's the way
and
you go.
God, hey, they wake up.
Greg's got an idea for a Christmas present next year.
Oh,
I think.
There we go. Nice. We got Francis and Big Fort. We'll get to him. Greg and Kalispell. We got some calls. Give us a call. We'll get you on the air.
This is where Montana talks. You're listening to Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Dennis. So hopefully, next year,
yes.
after the election, you know, it's November. Christmas is right after that.
Yeah.
A gift idea. You could get me a bottle, a vial of liberal tears. Hopefully.
But Greg's
that'll
got,
work out.
Greg Kalispell's going to tell us of ivory.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's find out.
We were having this discussion.
Greg, what's
Greg.
On your mind?
What? Five animals on earth that have ivory.
Okay.
Elephant, the walrus, the narwhal, the elk. And the tusk of the wild boar.
Really?
And the raccoon penis.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah,
no, that's what he got last
true.
Year for Christmas.
That's what it's I got last year.
So,
well,
don't just pass those raccoons by on the road. You got to stop and check them out.
Yeah, no thanks. Appreciate that.
You might be able to fossilized mammoth.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Well, I'm not going to get him an elephant.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Thanks.
So
there you go. Down.
Look, see, people
a wild
do listen.
Boar, though. Do we have wild boars? I don't think we have wild boars in Montana, though. So.
Not yet, although.
But the elk tooth.
We don't
I'm
want
looking
this.
For more body parts just you know, that are non-essential,
yeah.
really. That,
well, I don't
I'll
know.
I'll have to keep, you know, either that or you have the vial of tears.
I like that.
The vial of liberal tears. We're going to start selling water by the jar full
Here
of
we
liberal
go.
Tears.
Let's go to Francis in Big Fork.
All right.
Francis, what's on your mind?
Well, I got. Did you hear the news that Newsom is going to indict Hunter Biden?
Oh, yeah.
For tax evasion?
Yes.
I thought that was pretty interesting.
9 tax related charges, 3 of them are felonies.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know as well as I do, Francis, they can indict him, but do you think they'll actually do anything
do
to
anything?
Him?
Well, maybe, because Newsom wants to be president, and you know who that is, don't you?
Who's that?
The Speaker of the ex-Speaker of the House.
Oh. Well, so...
Nancy.
Really?
Who's that?
Well, oh.
Seriously?
Oh, I did not know that. Well...
Yeah, it's right. Travis is saying, yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, Francis, so you bring this up, and I had someone recently say, why are you talking about Hunter Biden? Because he's not the president. You know, who cares? Well, the reason I care is because the president's son should not be treated more preferentially than my daughter or son, right? It shouldn't matter. Right. That's right. Well, Francis, thank you very much
for
the call.
Us.
I hope you have a great day. So, you know, that's why it matters, is because those
equal
politicians'
justice
children,
under the law,
exactly.
And it shouldn't be who's related to who.
Right. Yep. And so you brought up the fact that, you know, the courts are being weaponized, mm-hmm. the law and things like that. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. But we got a stack full of messages.
I love when we get messages.
Bunch of them.
See, we actually like your messages.
I see one from Kansas right there.
What?
Yep. So here's one. Lori in Billings. Gas is $2.99 this morning.
Hey, I put Christmas gas in. And George did not know what Christmas gas is. Does everybody out there know what Christmas gas is?
Yeah, it's the...
My truck takes green Christmas gas. And my tractor takes red Christmas
gas.
So
there you go.
I'm celebrating the holidays.
Well, that's good.
$3.46 for Christmas gas.
Do not use that green pump handle unless you know what you're doing. So Lori says, what backdoor deal did our government make to try to make our economy look better for the Democrats?
What was the price of regular?
$2.99.
$2.99. I paid $3.46 for Christmas gas yesterday.
Wow. Here's Carol. Hey, guys, how about piano keys for your ivory collection? There we go.
There.
That's a good one. That'd have to be an old piano, wouldn't it? Yeah. So then we have Evan and Belt. Evan's a good guy. Dennis, let's see.
Uh-oh.
It says, Dennis drumfish have molar-like teeth that are also ivory. Oh, the drumfish has a molar.
Fish?
Molar-like tooth. Yeah.
Really?
That's what it says. And I bet he knows because Evan's pretty sharp.
Where do you?
I don't know. You have to look that one up.
Now you just give me homework. Now I got to look this stuff up.
Oh.
I'm writing it down though. That's the kind of stuff I'm more interested in as a drumfish.
There you go.
Because I want you to have a necklace, and it's going to start with the middle for the penis.
Oh, I see what
we're
getting every year now.
Yeah, that's why I need
ideas,
people.
Well, here's another one. Philip, he says, big accident at the weigh station, eastbound lanes east of Laurel. Traffic at a standstill. So
that's a rough part of that.
Driving.
That interstate. It's a rough section. I bet you within the next decade, that'll be 3 lanes too, just like they did on. But yeah, a lot of, go on with the messages. You've got a handful here.
Well, so this one.
Is it good? Right.
This one says, all hope for the VA is not lost. Kansas Senator Moran wrote this letter in response to an employee complaint. Aha. So moran.senate.gov, and you can read that. So I'm going to look that one up
okay.
and see. That's from Jennifer in Topeka, Kansas.
Kansas.
That's my sister.
Oh, geez. You're cheating now.
I know. All right. Yeah. So, I want to.
Well, you better call her back at some point.
Look that up.
Yeah. He just tossed you in the trash.
Went in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
All right.
He pulled it out.
That's right. George and Dennis in for Aaron. We got a few more messages here. If you want to be on the show, give us a call, 406-294-0970.
Montana and Talks.
Montana. Oh, look at that. Travis printed the letter out for me. Oh. And it's right there. We'll be right back.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so we got this message from Jennifer, and it was, "All hope for the VA is not lost." Kansas Senator Moran wrote this letter in response to an employee. So you can go online to Senator Moran's website and read this, but basically what it says here, it says, Travis printed it out for me. There we go. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran, ranking member of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, initiated an investigation with the U.S. Government Accountability Office regarding the Veterans Crisis Line after being alerted by current and former VA employees of substantial evidence of mismanagement, creating a danger to the health and safety of veterans nationwide. This is really incredible. So he had somebody that worked for the VA that brought this to his attention. He says, VA's history with secret waiting lists of veterans in desperate need for care is deplorable. If the Veterans Crisis Line is letting veterans who reach out in moments of desperation slip through the cracks, as alleged, it needs to be known and it needs to be stopped. There were almost 900,000 contacts made to the Veterans Crisis Line in 2022 alone. That's a lot. Almost a million phone calls to that. That's crazy. You know, many thanks to Senator Moran for doing that and to those VA employees and former employees that brought that to his attention, because that's not easy to do.
It's interesting, yeah, that it's the employees. I mean, you have the veterans saying it, but when employees are going, yep, he's right.
Yeah.
You know, that says a lot because, I mean,
yeah,
a lot of people will defend it even if it's wrong and actually stand up and say no.
Yeah. You know, and here's the thing. You know, there are a lot of good people that work at the VA. There are. And
for sure.
And Aaron, like, always religiously says that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not those people that we're talking about. Well, it's not. It's mostly management. But you know what? There are people. Somebody makes those phone calls and says, oh, I called them and didn't leave a message, didn't, you know, whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, there are some people that work there that are okay with the way things work because they do it every day. Right on, John from Livingston. Wild pigs are threatening our northern border. So you hear about them at the southern
down
border.
Down in Texas. And stuff, yeah.
But there are some coming over from Canada.
What?
There are countless pigs. Let's see. Here we go. There are countless pigs that are like the ones in the south, Texas and Florida, and are out of control. So, yes.
Wow.
Coming from the north, out of Canada. Let's see.
Is there like an open season, or how do you...
So, in the south, you can hunt them anytime you want, and you can
kill as many as you want. Really?
Yeah, they're invasive species. So
do we have to have the legislature declare them an invasive species or something?
I think that's already done nationally.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So
we'll have to look it up.
Yeah, well,
I'm a trust but verify guy.
There you go. So. Yep. So Lucas and Bozeman, mm-hmm. Good morning. Gas prices are down because consumer demand is way down. This is a major indicator of recession. That being said, if something big happens in the Middle East, we could see oil and gas costs skyrocket. Good point. That's a really good point because they use just about anything to make those prices go up. Yeah. And so this might be the most important story of the day.
Okay.
This one. I mean, pay attention to this. From Breitbart, Joe Biden, if Ukraine aid is not passed, U.S. troops will be deployed to fight Russia.
What?
Yeah. President Joe Biden echoed the warnings of his defense secretary in an address to the public this week, saying if Congress does not pass $64 billion in aid to the Ukraine, U.S. troops will end up fighting Russia in Europe.
So that goes to what you were saying. Doesn't matter what the policy is. I'll do whatever I want till somebody tells me I can't. So if you don't give me the money, I'm still going to do it.
Yeah.
Well, because if you send the army, it costs money and lives. But if you're not, if we're not going to just write a check, then you're going to write a check in a different way.
Yeah. We've been through this, Mr. President. The president cannot start a war or join a war without congressional approval. Congress has to vote on that. But, you know, the last 20-some years has made that a little bit fuzzy about how that works. He says, Joe Biden, this cannot wait. Congress needs to pass supplemental funding for Ukraine before they break for the holiday recess. It's as simple as that. He then accused skeptical Republicans of being willing to give Putin the greatest gift he could hope for and abandon our global leadership, not just to Ukraine, but beyond that. He argued that Putin has committed atrocities against Ukrainian civilians and that Russian forces are committing war crimes. Well, there's a lot of evidence that Ukrainian forces are committing war crimes as well.
Interesting.
And, you know, just because our politicians are on one side of this thing,
right.
Look, I'm no fan of Russia. I'm no fan of Putin's. But I'm also suspicious of Zelensky and everything they're doing, because there's a lot of shady stuff going on both sides there.
There's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, follow the money on some of this. What's it all going to? I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. So, you know, what Joe Biden said there is is meant to get your attention.
Yeah.
You know, U.S. troops will be fighting there.
Well, it's a threat. I mean, there's the bullying and the threat. Well, I'm going to get this one way or another. Do you want, you know.
Well, and so what he was really saying is that if he takes, if Putin takes the Ukraine, then he'll want to keep going. And see, that's how Joe gets the money. You know, he's like, he's just going to keep pushing and he's going to take something else. Well, it's not Hitler, you know, and there's no real reason to think that he would do that, except to say it to scare you into giving $64 billion more dollars to the Ukraine. And I just wonder how much of that money is coming back to Biden, because you know what? We're paying the retirement of firefighters, things like that over there. This isn't all going to the war effort. We are just paying their everyday bills over there is what we're doing. And, you know,
and yet local communities in the United States are crumbling. Infrastructure is falling apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and then I like this. Biden then sought to shame anyone who did not want to pass more aid, saying, make no mistake, today's vote is going to be long remembered, and history is going to judge harshly those who turn their back on freedom's cause. Ukraine is one of the most corrupt countries in the world. Yes. Wow. So, you know, but pay attention to this, because now you have the commander in chief, the executive branch, that is threatening to send our troops to war to fight Russia, and he should not. Those words should not cross his lips just to get people to vote for aid to go to that country. $64 billion more dollars. We've already given them over $60 billion.
Wow.
So that's a lot of money. But
it is.
There you go, right there. Joe Biden, he doesn't care what the Constitution says.
You're definitely getting audited this year.
I am.
I hope your accountant is prepared.
Yes. You know, Let's talk about something a little local here. So, since I'm on a tear about things that make me angry. So, you know, Underpass Avenue over there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they've been working on that forever. In fact,
I finally drove it
two bridges
day,
in an interstate in the amount of time it took them to do that one intersection.
Right there, downtown over in Billings. Yeah.
Yep, so it's at the end of Central there.
Yeah.
So they finally open it up. I drive down
there. You're so excited.
I'm like, look at this. Like a shorter way to get to work. It's better. And I'm coming from Central Avenue, turn right, go under the underpass, come up to the intersection. There are two lanes turning left, one going straight. Okay. Now, there are two lanes across from you, across the intersection, two lanes there. It's illegal to turn at the next street up there. So they've made it, so you have to break the law there. You can't change lanes within 100 feet of an intersection.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you want to turn left by the Reno Club and go up Calhoun,
right,
you got to start getting over, like, in the intersection.
Oh, wow.
To get there.
Yeah.
Cars are already driving straight across there. People are honking at each other because they don't want to turn left. There's a lane right in front of them.
Yeah.
So instead of making that middle lane a left turn or go straight lane, now they just have an arrow up there, so they can't do it. They put the wrong light in. They put the wrong street markings in, and it's a fiasco. But just leave it to engineers, I'm telling you. I don't know. That's my rant,
there
local
you go.
Rant for the day right there. Also, Billings police are reporting an increase in theft from vehicle complaints. Oh, theft from vehicle complaints.
Yeah.
Police reporting increase in theft of vehicle complaints and vandalism.
Well, because people are breaking in. They're looking for valuables and easy things to steal. And we're Montanans that have guns and you have presents and you have your, you know, stuff. You just can't leave it unlocked.
Don't leave anything in your car.
Yeah.
Don't do
it. Just assume it's going to be gone if you do.
Yeah.
And, you know, and
They walk through neighborhoods every night.
Just looking
in windows.
Checking, see if it's unlocked. My daughter had her car broken into. She knew because everything was rustled around, but she said, I didn't have anything of value. And so it was just a mess, but they didn't take anything that she could figure out.
You know, one time my family came to visit me, my sister and my dad, and they parked out in front of my house and didn't lock the door on their car. Apparently, they come from a very small town. And the next morning we went out there. Well, whoever stole sunglasses and things out of the car, they left all the stuff they took from the last car.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so we had all this stuff that they took out of somebody else's car.
Oh, my gosh.
And they must have set it down, grabbed this stuff, and then forgot to pick it up. So, you're not dealing with the smartest people in the world.
First car I ever had stolen had my camera in it, and literally they took pictures of the entire theft spree on the camera. The police are like, can we develop this? And I'm like, yeah. And it was all the evidence of every crime scene. They were taking pictures of themselves with cars they had stolen. It was crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, you know, they're not the sharpest tools in the shed.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
Well, the Montana Stockbrokers Convention continues today in downtown Billings. And as we look towards the future of the cattle industry in the state of Montana, John Grandy, president of the Montana Stockbrokers Association, says that the future looks bright despite all the challenges that will be present for producers along the way.
Starting off from an industry perspective, of course, what's driving everything is the low cattle numbers. And so we've just had a tremendous cattle market. You know, since that October on feed report, there's been some negative sentiment, and that's knocked things back considerably. That's going to straighten itself out at some point. And we've still got a couple darn good years for cattle prices. So that's a positive thing. Obviously, you can't really take advantage of those cattle prices if you don't have cattle, if you're droughted out. Part of the country is still that way. Most of the state of Montana, with exceptions, but most of the state is in a lot better situation moisture-wise, so that's a good thing. You know, specific to the role of the stock growers and me here, I guess you have to start with just the people. It's all about the people and the relationships, and we have a great board of directors. We made the decision to take on some new projects, so we've staffed up, hired some additional staff to do that. We have an exciting staff that are just charging and doing some things, so it's just great that we have the people in place that we can be thinking of these projects and carrying them out.
I'm Lane Nordland from the Stock Growers Convention.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Holy cow, Dennis. So
good morning,
Tony. Earlier, good morning. Happy Freedom Friday. Earlier, yeah. We had a couple of members of the American Legion come in, and they were talking about their Fromberg Post 71 of the American Legion. They're rebuilding their...
Renovating it.
Yes, renovating their post home, which is actually a community center for the community.
Yep.
We had somebody call in to donate $1,000.
Isn't that amazing?
That is great. So,
that is so amazing.
If you're listening, what they're doing in Fromberg is their Legion Hall was built in 1908, and it was an opera house. And they've been in there since like the 40s or 50s. But, you know, it fell into disrepair, and they want to remodel this. They've got some contractors and some people that are willing to help. But, you know, they need to raise probably between $200,000 and $300,000 to do this. So if you want to help out, you can send your donation to, grab your pen, American Legion, Post 71, P.O. Box 471, Fromberg, Montana, 59029. And I'm going to, American Legion Post 71, P.O. Box 471, Fromberg, Montana, 59029. So I'm going to see if Aaron will put this up on the website so that people can go to it and see. And maybe
you had some questions on tax deductions and stuff like that.
I need
you're
going to
research
that
and make sure that there are 401c3 that you're writing here.
Right. You know. Yeah. So we'll get
you
all
don't
that.
You don't necessarily have to do it just because it's a tax write-off.
That's right. You could just donate it anyway.
Because it's the right thing to do.
Exactly. Ah, we got a message from Owen in Bozeman.
Oh.
Says, how Bidenomics works. One, you pay taxes. Two, Democrats send money to Ukraine. Three, Ukraine sends money to Hunter Biden. Four, Hunter gives Joe 10%. So that could be. You never know. Let's see. Oh,
we've got phone calls too.
Oh yeah, Mike
People
and Helena.
Calling.
It's great, Mike and Helena.
Yeah,
you guys made a mistake.
Uh-oh.
Now we will see wild boar reintroduction here.
We
just like the wrong species of
wolves. Yeah,
exactly.
Yep. Sorry,
man.
What? Oh, you got to get
the
glasses.
Sun,
I know, because I opened the shades
there.
Here so I can see outside.
Oh, here, Arnie wants to talk about gas prices. Arnie, what's on your mind?
Yeah, that guy said that the gas prices are going down because there's less driving. But he don't understand. This happens every time election when the gases are up. They just automatically come down for no reason.
It's magic.
Yeah, it's just magic. It's not because there's less driving.
Somebody's manipulating the system in some way. Hmm.
Yeah, well, yeah. You're right, Arnie, and it's like Joe Biden says, hey, inflation's down 5%. Well, it's still up 20% from when he took office. But, I brought it down 5.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, thank you.
You bet. Thanks. Thank you. Have a great weekend. See, that's what they do, and that's why you have to pay attention.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, I heard that Joe Biden reduced inflation by 5%.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still 25% too high.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way they do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Dan. All right. Dan, let's see. Dan, what's on your mind?
Well, I was going to say kind of the same thing that caller before last was saying there. I wonder how much of this $64 billion is going to be kicked back to Joe so he can help Hunter with his tax problem.
Oh, yeah.
Legal defense fund.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Got to build that defense fund, you know.
There's going to be a GoFundMe set up pretty soon. You never know.
Could well be.
Yeah,
follow
exactly.
The money, people.
Well,
follow
thanks, Dan.
Money.
I appreciate your call. So, you do follow the money. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you got to follow the money. And that applies to whether we're giving it to someone else or whether somebody's taking it into their campaign ad fund, because there's a lot of silliness goes on there, let's just call it. So
right,
yeah, you do have to pay, you have to watch the money. Kendall and Laurel sent us a message, and he says, you know, good morning guys, I have to wonder what my dad and his little brother, who both lied to get into the military in World War II about their age,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
and they went to the South Pacific. faced the Japanese, did all of that, had brothers who served along with them. They're all gone, but he wonders, you know, what would they think about boys and girls' bathrooms, safe spaces, worshiping celebrities and sports figures, college students spitting on the flag, burning the flag, taking a knee. What would they say about a wide open border sending sex traffickers, drugs, and illegals that show no allegiance to our country pouring into it? You know, what would they say about anybody that questions the result of an election are being prosecuted? You know, Kendall, that's a great question. You know, there's not very many World War II veterans that we can go and ask that of anymore. But, you know, it's a great question.
You wonder, that time machine would just, they wouldn't recognize.
Oh, no.
They wouldn't.
No. If they were in the middle of that war and they could bring a time machine up here, they'd look at it and go, yeah, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
I mean.
Seriously?
It's crazy. It's crazy. Because, you know, we've gotten to the point where it's all about me, and I can do whatever I want. And then you have others saying, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
We don't care. And, you know, the mantra of, I don't care what other people do as long as it doesn't affect me. Well, okay.
Until it affects you. And then all of a sudden you're like, how did we get to this? It's like, well, because you turned your eye over here.
Yeah.
And it progressed to here. Now it's here. Well, I got to fix it. Well, no, you should have fixed it before it ever got close to you, because play the scenario out. And that's what I do all the time. Is I'm like, okay, here's what they say they're doing. How does this play out? What does this look like 5 years from now, 10 years from now? And what are the ramifications of that?
Yeah.
Where does this go? And sometimes it gets sold as this pretty package and, oh, it's just a simple thing. And it really isn't.
Right.
And what is this leading to, or why are we doing this?
Yep. That's it. And, you know, the crazy thing is we have members of Congress that help push along all this stuff because it doesn't really affect them. Hell, they live in places where we can't afford to live. And
right. Their retirement's guaranteed no matter whether they're in office or not. Their lifestyle is going to be fine.
Exactly. Exactly. So here's one for you.
Yeah.
The Army-Navy games tomorrow.
Is it?
At 1 o'clock. Yep.
Yeah, we got a message. Go Army.
We got one. Go Navy. There we go. We equaled that up.
There we go.
So the game is in at Foxborough. So there are a lot of people that reserved hotels to go to that game.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people. Veterans and their families, military members and their families. So they had their hotel rooms canceled on them, so that they could house illegal aliens in those hotels.
No. Yes. You're making that up.
I'm not making it up.
Oh, my.
I am not making it up.
Gosh.
Yep. They found out. They were just notified in the last week that you no longer have that room.
What?
Yes. How about that?
That is insane.
It is insane.
Oh, my gosh.
It's nuts. But that's our Biden White House, you know, for you. And, it breaks your brain, doesn't it?
It did. That caused a little bit of a hemorrhage, I think.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
But, you know, why?
You're speechless, too. It got you.
Why? I don't know. Yeah, it got me. Yeah. And I can't
understand. We've got 10 minutes. You got to start picking this up into a higher spirit. Let's find something happy to talk about. Wow, you just had that down there.
I know. That one.
He's got piles of papers here. He just flipped over a piece of paper and down we went.
Oh, yeah. That was terrible. Terrible. You know, we've had a lot of great messages today, though, from people and some great calls and appreciate all that stuff. And I think, you know, Dennis, there's a lot of good stuff out there, too. We talk about a lot of bad stuff and the things that bother us. But, you know, if that's all you listen to, which is like the media, that's all they sell and push. Then you would get down and you would believe that the world is a horrible place and the country's a terrible place. But there's a lot of good that goes on out there. There's, you know, just things that come off the top of my head. Toys for Tots, the Marine Corps has that program running now where, man, I've seen the amount of toys they collect and put in this huge room. and let people come in and pick out things for their chair.
I was amazed at how that works.
It's amazing. Yep. And
The Road Dogs did their thing last weekend, and I heard this rumble in downtown Billings. I'm like, what in God's name is that noise? And it was just miles of motorcycles.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Yeah, you got them, the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
There's people all over.
Oh, and here's
her
Christmas music.
Yes.
Oh, but they can't hear it, can they?
They can hear that.
Can they hear it?
Yep. So there's people out there with angel trees. You know, they're taking names. They're buying anonymous gifts and things for people. There's a lot of good going on. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, we got Willie in the Paradise Valley, wants to talk about illegals in the military. That interests me. Let's go to that one. Willie, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I didn't know if it had been brought up. It was on Dan Bongino this week, but that crazy Dick Durbin was bringing out that maybe they should put the illegals in the military on account of they can't get enough people to join up right now. Their numbers are way down on enlistment, and it didn't seem like much sense. Like Dan Bongino said, here they come across illegal. They don't want to honor our Constitution, but then you're going to put them in the military, hand them a gun, and
what then, could go wrong there?
Yeah, really, you know.
Well,
you figure when you wake up every morning, they can't get anything more stupid than what they do the day before. That's about as crazy as you can.
Well,
to come up with.
It's kind of one of those things of hold my beer. Watch what I can come up with tomorrow.
Watch me. I got a little feedback on that. So there used to be a route to citizenship, and there probably still is, by serving in the military. That was one way you could get it. And our government is so great that they screwed over a lot of people on that, didn't give them the citizenship. After they served.
What?
Made them go through just unbelievable things to try and get what they were told they would get.
Yeah.
Already.
Wow.
What else is new, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
but these people that are coming in here, we know a lot of them are the drug people.
They're probably not going to line up to join the military in the first place.
Yeah,
unless there's an ulterior motive.
They might line up if they're going to hand them weapons and they got them legally.
That's
right there.
Exactly. If there's a different motive and it isn't to serve and protect the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Willie, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Hope you have a great Christmas. Yeah.
George, we're headed into the last few minutes.
We are. You know,
I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, same to you.
And hopefully you have a good new year.
Well, I think I will.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a pretty optimistic guy. Yeah. So we were talking about a lot of the good things that are going on. And there are a ton of good things. You know, all the people that deliver food.
Yep.
That the restaurants, the food banks, the people
Meals
on wheels, all that go around making sure everybody has food.
Yeah.
You know, the Marine Corps, Toys for Tots, the Road Dogs with their toy drive. They're the angel trees that you see all
everywhere.
Over the place.
Yep.
You know, one year I did that and I had this was one of the best Christmases. Me and my buddy, Chris, we got a girl's name, and we went out and started buying gifts for this girl, and we couldn't stop.
Oh, wow.
It was nuts. Wow. I mean, but it was so much fun. It made us feel so good. She didn't know who we were because, you know, we turned them in and somebody delivered it to her. But it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And
have you ever been on the receiving end of that? It is so surreal as to what an amazing community. I mean, we can talk about all the crime, all the bad things that are going on in our community, in our state, but there are more amazing people in this community than you can imagine.
Yeah.
When we were foster parents, we got 3 children just a couple weeks before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we were just like, what do we do? And we just said, you know, people saw we were trying to make it work. and all of a sudden the word spread. People were dropping stuff off just anonymously on our porch. It was the most insane Christmas we had ever had just because of the support of our community. And it was just amazing.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? And there's so many people that do these things without any recognition, without saying anything.
Yeah.
You know, my friend Joe, he smokes turkey breasts and he gives them to people, takes them, and, you know, and I remember one year, the first time I got one, doorbell rings, it's about 9 at night, open the door, it's him, and he hands me this still smoking hot turkey breast, and I was like, wow, that was great.
Yeah.
But there are people like that that do things that nobody sees and nobody notices, and they don't ask for recognition.
Yeah.
You know, it's
those random acts of kindness that truly make a difference
in
people's
totally.
Lives and worlds. And, you know, and that's easy to do. And it doesn't have to be, you know, somebody that's actually in need. Just doing something nice.
Yeah.
It always amazes me. I always want to be that person. I haven't done it, but, you know, that we just go out and hand out some gift cards just randomly to people just because.
Well, yeah. You know, it's incredible, and it is contagious. You know, when we haven't had any snow this year, but in years past, my fellow Legionnaires and I would go out and clear snow off of driveways and sidewalks. And so usually there would be one person, whether it be a widow or an elderly person or a disabled person, we would get out and we'd do their driveway and sidewalk, but we'd also do the one on each side of their house.
Nice.
And so we'd do three there, right? Well, then the next time we'd come back to do that one in the middle, it's already done because somebody in one of those houses came back and did it.
Nice.
Yeah. And so it is contagious when you do that. And, you know, we need more and more of that. But, you know, keep your chin up because there are a lot of good things going on in our community, in our state, in our country that we're just not hearing about because that doesn't get clicks and it doesn't sell newspapers and all that. But it is there.
And sometimes it's just randomly picking up garbage. My friend Mike Yakovich, if you're ever walking down the street with him, you can't walk down the street without him picking up garbage and throwing it in the dumpster that's right there.
Mike's
sometimes just simple little acts of kindness make our world a better place.
That's it.
Merry Christmas, George.
Well, Dennis, thanks for being here. I really appreciate it. Thanks to Travis for all his
good job,
great
Travis.
Engineer work in there. And thanks to Aaron for taking a chance on us once again.
Twice.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
It is a bluebird here to stay. It is a